Summer is almost here. Don't you want to go to the beach with thicker, gorgeous, beautiful locks? And everyone goes, hey, I love your hair. And you go, Nutrafol, baby. You know, something along that lines. Well, take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering my listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and you enter the promo code TSFS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. I recommend it. I've been taking Nutrafol for years. It's how I got my hair back thicker and not falling out in chunks after I had KJ. Now it's your turn. Nutrafol has been on with me for years, and that's because you all continue to buy, and it really works. I love it. Now it's your turn to love it too. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. That's Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. Well, Kate Middleton has been found. All the rumors, all the speculation, and now she's been photographed on Saturday at 12:35 in England. The Princess of Wales will be continuing to reassure fans that she is good, making a full recovery from abdominal surgery. Now, I do have more on that because I was at a media lunch yesterday with some people that work in the television business, and I will tell you the alleged very credible source that they have. This is, of course, you know, all alleged, no crazy rumors. She was never dead, which was horrendous. And apparently the royal family and Prince William are disgusted. They're mad at us. They hate us for speculating and insinuating that. I don't blame them. They have three kids and she's a beautiful mother. The couple has recently been distressed by wild social media speculation about Kate's health and whereabouts. Now, she was seen at Royal Farms, which is in England, in Wales, and she was very relaxed. This picture was snapped by an ordinary person. It has finally appeared. Full face, by the way. You want to see what it looks like? You can go to my TikTok at The Sarah Fraser Show. You can go to my Instagram at The Sarah Fraser Show. The debacle over the princess's well-meaning Mother's Day photograph, which was later admitted to having been edited, which was absolutely insane that the royal family would allow a picture out that was edited when there's so much speculation about where was Kate Middleton, is insanity. But she came out, she said that was not true, and now this is a real picture of Kate. Kate looks pretty good in this photograph. She does look fairly thin, and I will say from a source, I have allegedly heard that Kate Middleton was hospitalized and had abdominal surgery because of an ongoing eating disorder that she has, and it was a bowel blockage. That is what I am hearing. Okay? To me, that makes much more sense. I never believed that she was dead. Sorry. Why wouldn't they just come out and say that? God forbid if that was horrible to happen. May it never. She's a young mother. I also did believe more of the speculation that perhaps he was having an affair. However, I don't know. I mean, I would think he would be insane to have an affair when he knows what his parents went through. And I would think that they all have learned their lesson from that with Diana, that marry for love, marry for someone that you're really with. But there was a lot of speculation that he was having an affair with another woman and got her pregnant. I don't believe any of that is true, and I don't believe we're going to hear any more about it. This photograph was taken at 12:43 p.m. on Saturday by a member of the public who was also at the farm shop in Wales, just a mile's drive from the Wales cottage home, and it was taken on this person's Apple iPhone 12 Pro. This person cashed in big time. And talk about the money we made, honey. Right place, right time. The person concerned said they were visiting the shop to, quote, kill time, while on the way to meet someone to buy an item from Facebook Marketplace. Can you imagine you're going to get some nasty shit? Have you ever bought anything from Facebook Marketplace? Oh, my God. I mean, I'm risking my life to pick up a stroller for $25. I love that meme or that, like, video that goes around and it's, like, a guy in a parking lot, like with a hood and sunglasses, like waiting to meet a stranger in a Honda for $25. So this person was waiting to buy something on Facebook Marketplace when they recognized William and Kate and were struck by how, quote, happy they looked. They spotted the couple again in the car park and decided to capture the moment to share with their own delighted family. Quote, when I went inside, I looked around and noticed them. They all looked so happy, the person who wishes to remain anonymous said. To be honest, I don't follow this type of news, but I shared it with my family and they were like, oh, she's alive. The prince and princess are both dressed casually, each carrying a white shopping bag in their left hand. Kate sports black leggings tucked into socks and trainers and a zip-up top and is wearing her hair loose. William is wearing blue jeans, trainers, and a jacket with a baseball cap pulled down low over his forehead. As they chat, they'll celebrate 13 years of marriage, if you guys can believe it, this April. And people are saying they couldn't look happier in this picture. Well, I think they are. I do. I really do think they are. I think they're in it to win it. I kind of believed more the speculation that maybe they were having marital issues because, you know, that it's they're in the public eye. That can happen to anyone. And to me, if they were trying to sort out their, or maybe she was living apart. That was sort of my thought is maybe she was living somewhere else. So they were trying to work it all out. Well, we're never going to hear if that part of the marriage thing is true or not. The pair were chatting, and on January 17th, Kensington Palace announced that Kate had been admitted to the London Clinic in central London the previous day for planned abdominal surgery. It was said the operation had been successful, but would result in a two-week stay in the hospital before a period of lengthy recuperation at home. Her spokesperson added that based on the current medical advice, she was unlikely to return to public duties until after Easter. However, the public speculation had gotten so crazy. Even, you know, we know King Charles is having his own cancer battle. A lot of people feel that that is much more dire than what we are being told. And the Kate thing is a distraction from that. I don't know. I don't have time to speculate all this shit. All I know is that this is coming up nonstop on my feed. I've been asked about it in my DMs all the time. And I'm like, I'm sort of a fair weather fan on the Royals. However, I did kind of get into this conspiracy a little bit because just the photoshopped photo was so weird to me. That was so strange. Okay. The picture that Kate Middleton put out with her three kids seemed really odd. And if you had abdominal surgery and you were faring so well, why wouldn't you be standing up in the picture? Why wouldn't you be standing up? And where was your husband? They said, of course, that William took the picture and it was just a fun, family, candid photo. Looked awfully staged to me, all right? It looks staged to me. Where was he if things are so great in your marriage? And if you're so healthy, why weren't you standing? That's why I feel that the alleged eating disorder and bowel blockage seems to me to make the most potential sense. Could it be Ozempic? I don't know. You know, it seems like a lot of people take Ozempic and have a lot of bowel issues. Marlo from Real Housewives of Atlanta just came out. She was on it for 6 months. She couldn't poop for 3 weeks and she had to stop it. She literally couldn't take a turd. A turd would not come out. There were no nutrients left. And I don't care. Everybody loves the Ozempic. Everybody's about it. Lady O, my girl Oprah. But if you have people that are taking a drug where they can't even shit, which is like your normal, the way that your body is supposed to be eliminating toxins, it ain't good for you. I'm just saying, could have been Ozempic. That's all I'm saying. So anyhow, there's no more dilemma. Now, apparently, the next conspiracy, if you want to get on board, is Richard Simmons is apparently close to death. His people have also come out on this day where we have found Kate Middleton to announce that Richard Simmons continues to live a reclusive life, but he is alive and well also. So there you go. If you want to jump on that one, Richard Simmons' rep assures fans that he is healthy and not dying in a rare public statement after the reclusive fitness guru 75 sparked concern with a cryptic post on mortality. Okay, taking to his Facebook page, he reflected on his existence and he said, quote, I'm dying. We're all dying. Before giving his fans some fitness tips in a cryptic post. He wrote, I have some news to tell you. Please don't be sad. I'm ... dying. Oh, I can see your faces now. The truth is, we're all dying. Every day we live, we are getting closer to death. Why am I telling you this? Because I want you to enjoy your life to the fullest every single day. Get up in the morning, look at the sky, count your blessings, and enjoy. Start with a healthy breakfast. Do you like oatmeal? Whole wheat toast? Eggs once or twice a week? Fresh fruit or half of an English muffin? Then there's lunch. Okay, he's clearly not dying. I mean, if you're writing 16 paragraphs, you got plenty of energy. This fucking thing goes on and on. Then there's lunch, he says. How about a nice salad? Don't eat your dinner too late. Combine your protein with a starch and a few vegetables. And sure, once in a while, have dessert. One healthy day of eating will lead to the next and the next. Oh my God. I have a lot of workout videos on YouTube that you can use. Okay, for God's sakes, how are people even pretending that there's a conspiracy out there with Richard Simmons? He's now promoting you to go to his YouTube. Or maybe you have some videos at home. And before you go to bed, do a little stretching. Stretch your neck, stretch your shoulders, stretch your arms. Don't forget your legs. I thought you were dying four paragraphs ago. Do some circles with your ankles. Point and flex your feet. I promise you'll have a better night's sleep. There's something else very important that you must do. Tell the ones that you love them. I agree with that, Richard. Hug those people and children who you really care for. And, hold on. Oh, my Lord. Tell the ones that you really care for every single day. All right, just tell them that you love them. If you have time, I want you to listen to a terrific song. It is by Tim McGraw. It is called Live Like You're Dying. Live today and don't forget to pray. Love, Richard. Okay. There you have it. So if you believe the conspiracy, now you can jump on that bandwagon. I'm off the bandwagon. Thanks. I'm all good. So, Kay Middleton found good to hear. All right, you guys, brand new podcast episodes on The Sarah Fraser Show every single day. You can subscribe to TSFS everywhere you get your pods. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody. Yes, bye.